Yvette, Yvette Parker, Parker, 12-15-58. 67-year-old woman from Birmingham, Alabama, married, has four children, two boys, two girls. She has extensive history of smoking and drinking alcohol. Period. She has severe spinal stenosis, severe knee pain, back pain, hip pain. She was scheduled to have some kind of hip surgery, but it was canceled because of her medical condition a year ago, period. She also has a history of hypertension and diabetes at this time, period. She last hospitalization took place a year ago because she was anemic and required transfusion. She does not know whether or not anemia is related to her renal failure at this time. Review of system, has lost about 10 pounds. She's very weak. She uses a walker to get around. She has diabetic neuropathy, spinal stenosis, DJD, low back pain. Okay, for ultrasound?
No. Dr.
Okay, yeah, I'll be right there. Let me finish this. Positive severe degenerative disc disease. Also has a history of abdominal aneurysm, 5 centimeter. I'm not sure if it's pre or if it's pre-renal or post-renal. Period. Family history: mom died of complication of diabetes, dad with heart failure. Medication: metformin 500 milligram twice a day, vitamin D 1000 milligram once a day, fish oil once a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Cymbalta 30 milligram a day, naloxone 50 milligram on a PRN basis, metoprolol 50 milligram BID, Tylenol number 3 for pain. Patient does wear a diaper, requires help with ADL, immunization up to date as far as COVID immunization, but cannot take the flu shot, allergy none. On a review of system, also potentially has shortness of breath with activity. Swelling of the lower extremity, knee pain, back pain that was mentioned. Also history of rheumatoid arthritis. On the medication, also put Flexeril 10 milligram TID, Neurontin 600 milligram TID, Cholis 100 milligram a day, Lipitor 480 milligram a day, and iron tablets 325 once a day. Today she's awake, she's alert, she's able to give great history. Blood pressure 179 over 113 after she took a walk from her apartment. Down the hallway, 10 steps to sit at a chair because they're fumigating her apartment, period. She also is very short of breath. O2 sats 95%, pulse is 99, and a febrile heart pulse is 1 pulse versus 2 with the valves and bronchi. Abdomen is soft, slightly obese. Neck shows rights, positive JVD. Skin shows no rash or mucosal with amnesia, neurological non-focal. Decreased range of motion in the cervical region, bilateral hips, pelvic, and low back region. Assessment, 67-year-old woman, originally from Alabama, with history of diabetes, spinal stenosis, chronic pain, coronary artery disease, hypertension out of control, DJD, with increased shortness of breath, severe deconditioning. Patients with two sides stable. Patient does have a history of COPD. She's an avid smoker. She does not use, her pain is moderately controlled with the help of Tylenol number 3. Her blood sugars are stable, she tells me. Positive history of anemia requiring transfusion last June. She has ADL dependency and lives alone with the help of provider services, and also has wears the diaper because bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Thank you. Oh, patient needs patient medications were reviewed with patient today, and nurse will keep checking her blood pressure to make sure that blood pressure comes down. She's not taking any medications for her blood pressure. She states that the blood pressure is elevated because of pain, and it gets better after she takes her pain medication. Thank you.